Hello, listeners. This is Sarah Safransky, editor of ITO America. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Harry Jacobson, the retired Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs at Vanderbilt University and a senior advisor to Informatics Corporation of America. Dr. Jacobson's interests are focused on healthcare improvement through the optimal application of information and information technology. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
My pleasure.
Since the High Tech Act was passed as part of the economic stimulus package in 2009, what changes have you seen within the healthcare community, if any?
Right now, the most I've seen is anticipation and various conflicting predictions on whether or not the availability of the funds through the High Tech Act are going to seriously accelerate the implementation and use of clinical information technology, especially on the part of physicians. So you see people like Allscripts predicting this is going to be a game changer and accelerate things, and then you see other folks who say that the money is one thing, but we still need to have some very powerful, easy-to-use, organic, in their implementation tools if we're going to get serious adoption. So I'm watching and seeing what happens.
Okay. So in your recent paper, The Right Healthcare at the Right Time, you wrote that healthcare has become an information-dependent service business. Can you provide a little further explanation on this statement?
Yes. If you look at the century that just ended, there's been an explosion of scientific knowledge, scientific development, research that gives us a lot of information about what we should do to maintain health and restore health. The volume of that information is massive, and it is the application of that knowledge by caregivers, all members of the caregiver team, involving the patient, that will get us the health outcomes we need. And in the application of that knowledge, you have to have the information and you have to be able to make the very best decisions. And so millions of decisions every day have to be made around what is the right thing to do for this or that condition. That's true whether you're talking about screening for colon cancer or do I vaccinate this person to prevent cervical cancer? Do I treat this person with this particular drug for hypertension? So we're always making decisions that we hope, but we know actually are not all the time based on having the best knowledge available at the time we make the decision. So that's the challenge. If everybody made the right decision based on evidence at the right time, we would right-size both the cost and achieve the quality in healthcare that we all want.
And what role can technology play in that process?
Technology is necessary but not sufficient. But it is critical because the human brain cannot assimilate, remember, and leverage off of information, especially as much information as we currently have to make the best decisions. So we have to have the information available, and then we have to have tools that allow us to make the best decisions based on that information. So it is essential. But it is only a piece of it because the technology has to be integrated with the right processes and it has to be integrated with the right workforce. And if you put the right people, process, and technology together, you can get the results that all this research and all this knowledge says we should be getting.
I would also probably add to that the people have to have a great understanding of how to use the technology in the right way. How can IT professionals ensure buy-in from hospital staff regarding maybe new IT systems that they might be implementing?
Yeah, that is really a very important question. And I think that it's a process that requires the potential users being seriously engaged in the evaluation of whatever technology is being considered. Because we know that the barrier to adoption is largely driven by not a fear of technology or not an understanding of how to use the technology. Those do play a role, but it's the fact that the technology adds work, using the technology adds work. It doesn't fit in organically. It doesn't give people the impression that they're saving time, being more efficient, and being more effective. So the key thing is that whatever you use, it needs to fit organically into the current workflow. The current workflow is not the way things should work all the time, but the thing is to get people using technology, and then you can start working on changing the workflow a little bit. If you think you're going to get people to change the way they do things today in order to be able to use the technology, I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, it seems like it's more of a long-term implementation process. And what advice would you offer technology professionals who plan on investing in their organization's health system infrastructure in 2010?
Well, it's my impression that there are a lot of claims being made by various vendors about what their solutions can do. And I think it's really important to test those in the real-life setting to see whether or not that's the case. Because I believe that there is, on the part of many people today, a concern that there's a gap between what is being promised an application can do and what it actually does. So that's number one. Number two, I think I think if you're a technology officer, if you're a CTO or a CIO or a chief CMIO, you really need to make sure that you see something that you're considering in action in the setting that you're going to use it, or at least in a setting that is virtually identical to what you're going to use it in. I think the second thing is that the people who are developing these applications, they need to get closer to their customers and understand how their customers work and understand much better, the healthcare industry that they're providing these technology solutions to. Sometimes I get the feeling that, it's have technology will travel. Hey, I got an idea that should work for you, without really going to your customer and saying, okay, what are the biggest problems you need to solve? Let me see how you're working now and how we can create solutions for you that fit right into the way you're doing things but make you more efficient, more effective, better leverage off of information, et cetera.
Great. Again, I was just speaking with Dr. Harry Jacobson, the retired Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs at Vanderbilt University. Thank you for speaking with me today.
You're certainly welcome.
This interview is part of ITO America's Thought Leadership Series, an ongoing project that features one-on-one interviews with innovative thought leaders from top organizations in North America. To download today's podcast, go to our website, www.itoamerica.com.